Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Kids Stories. My name is Rebecca, and this is my squirrel friend, Momo.
Hello, kids!
We have an exciting story for you today. In each of our stories, we are going to learn about one virtue. A virtue is anything that is good and right and true. Virtues are like little lights that shine bright and beautiful in a story.
Can I tell them about letters from Momo?
Go ahead.
I want to send you a real letter in the mail once a month. In my letters, I will share some of my fun forest stories and talk more about virtues. Also, each letter includes an activity page. And I may talk a little bit about acorns as well.
If you'd like to get letters from Momo in the mail once a month, just ask your adult to visit lamplighterkids.com. At lamplighterkids.com, you can also find Momo and my Seeds of Character books for sale. So, are you ready? Come and listen while we light the way to your imagination.
I just can't. It's just too tempting.
Oh, hi, Momo. Oh, wow, look at that. That's a big present. Somebody put a lot of effort into wrapping it so nicely. That bow is huge. Where did you get this and who is it for?
It's for me and I can't stand it. I need to open it. I've been staring at it all morning, and I just need to open it!
Well, why can't you? It's for you, after all.
Because my Grandma Squirrel gave me this present, but she asked me to wait to open it. They're coming over for dinner later today, so I'm gonna open it with them. My Grandma McSquirrel is always surprising me with presents. She's the best. I just wonder what's in this one. It's just right in front of my nose, tempting me. So
oh boy, why
tempted
don't I take the present, Momo, and just put it here beside me and a little farther from you. I think your Grandma Squirrel would feel bad if you opened it without her, especially since she wanted you to wait.
I know, but I'm just so curious. What's in there?
I understand. Curiosity is a strong feeling. Sometimes it can lead to really good things, and sometimes it can lead to not so good things.
I can see how it's not so good right now, but how can it ever be a good thing to be curious?
Well, I think the best way to answer that is, how else? A story! And while I tell you the story, I'll just sit right here in front of your present, you don't have to think about it as much. Our story today is about a very curious chicken named Nugget. Nugget thought it was a shame that all the other hens in her coop never questioned the world around them. They all seemed so content to simply hunt for bugs, dust bathe, lay in the sun, and wait for their humans to throw them yummy scrap once a day. Of course, Nugget loved these things too, but her mind was always full of questions while she went about them. Why did this beetle have yellow wings and this other one have red wings? Why was it bright for part of the day but dark for the other part? Why did she have black and white stripes on her feathers, but her friends, Gertrude and Caroline, were brown? Whenever she brought up these curious questions to her fellow hens, they would always stare at her blankly, probably wondering what kind of egg she hatched from.
Nugget, I think your brain got a little scrambled in your egg,
Gertrude said one day between bites of grain.
Chickens shouldn't care about these kinds of things. I don't ever wonder where this food comes from. All I know is that our feeder is always full, and that's that.
I must say I agree with Gertrude, Caroline clucked. Life isn't about wondering and thinking. Even thinking about thinking makes my feather brain hurt. Life is about... well, it's about... oh, look, a bug! Nugget's eyes widened as she watched her two closest friends mindlessly run after a centipede on the other side of the coop. Gertrude got there first, caught the centipede in her mouth, and then began a great chicken chase among all the others in the coop, each one trying to grab the centipede from Gertrude's beak. Nugget sighed.
Look at them. How can they not care about all these amazing and mysterious things in life?
She looked down at the grain in their feeder.
I mean, where does our grain come from before the humans feed us? And where do our humans come from, for that matter? And why does the sky leak water sometimes, but not all the time? And why, oh why in the world do we have these wings like all the other birds, but we can't fly at all? There's just so many questions.
Thankfully, Nugget wasn't left completely alone in these questionings. There was one thing that she always looked forward to. The almost daily read-out-louds from the humans. Almost every day, the large human named Mom and her three human chicks named Adeline, Jacob, and Pippa would make their way towards the picnic table next to the chicken coop with snacks and a good book. They'd settle in under the shade of the great maple tree, and after some chatting, the children would quietly eat their food while Mom would read their book out loud. Nugget lived for these moments. The stories not only held grand adventures, but also taught her about the great wide world. Many of her questions were answered in the reading of these books, and of course, she loved the stories behind them. With William Shakespeare, Charles Dickens, E. Nesbitt, and George MacDonald as her guides, she was able to learn about other places and times. With poetry by Emily Dickinson, Langston Hughes, and Walt Whitman, her mind expanded to see beauty and feel emotions differently. Nugget loved these moments listening to these wonderful writings, but she wished her friends could join her. They just weren't interested. It was lonely being the only chicken in the coop who carried curiosities. One hot summer's day, Nugget was fluffed up on a perch, watching small airplanes fly high in the sky and thinking about a book Mom had read about Amelia Earhart, when suddenly, all of the chickens in the coop began making a ruckus.
Food!
Food! Food! I see. With feathers flying, all the chickens clucked loudly and pushed their way towards the coop door, dozens of hungry eyes on the bucket of scrap that Mom held as she walked towards them. Nugget saw the scrap too, but there was something else in Mom's arms that made her even more excited. A book! Nugget's heart leapt as she saw the three human chicks come running out towards the picnic table, snacks in hand. They were going to read today.
Yes!
Whispered Nugget.
It's book time!
With a loud flutter, she jumped off her perch and landed in the dirt below. She wondered if Mom would let the hens out in the yard today. She hoped so. Although she could hear the book from the top rung of the perch closest to the picnic table, she preferred to sit under the picnic table, where she could hear even better. The coop door creaked open, and Mom threw the slop around, causing mass mayhem in the coop as each chicken tried to be the first to grab the leftover foods. Nugget casually ate a couple pieces that fell right in front of her feet, but she kept an eye on the door, hoping Mom would keep it propped open while she was done. "All right, girls, all right," said Mom. "You guys always act like we never feed you. Why don't you ladies get a little outdoor time today?" Nugget's heart jumped again as she saw Mother prop open the door, just as she had been hoping. Most of the hens stayed to finish up the scrap on the floor, but Nugget pushed her way through and ran out the door towards the picnic table, where the three human chicks were laughing and beginning to eat.
"I wonder what will happen to Charlotte today,"
the eldest human chick
Adeline said. And to Wilbur. That's such a funny friendship, isn't it? A spider and a pig? I would never be friends with Charlotte.
Jacob, the second eldest human chick, screwed up his nose.
I wouldn't care that she's a talking spider. Spiders are gross.
I'd talk to a talking spider,
said Pippa, the youngest human chick.
I mean, it's a talking spider. That's so cool.
Nugget smiled as the human chicks discussed their latest book, Charlotte's Web. Currently, they were almost at the end of Charlotte's Web, and Nugget was really hoping they'd have time to read the rest today. She liked this book a lot, especially since there were a couple chickens as side characters in it, which made her feel fluffy with importance.
All right, who's ready for our book?
Mom finally finished up in the coop and walked over, sitting down and opening Charlotte's Web.
Me, 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 me,
all the kids shouted. Nugget made her way even closer to the table, pretending to find some interesting bugs over there. Slowly, she'd peck her way under the table to enjoy the story. She looked behind her as she made her way, noticing that all her hen friends were on the other side of the yard.
Of course, she thought. Gertrude and Caroline are not interested in the ending of Charlotte's Web.
But she stopped worrying about this a second later as Mom's voice rang out with the story. Nugget casually made the last few steps until she finally arrived under the table. She listened intently to the story, laying down on her side and stretching out one wing in happiness as she listened to Charlotte and Wilbur's adventure. She felt so happy laying there that she closed her eyes, letting her imagination run with the story. But suddenly, Mom stopped reading, and in the same moment, Nugget felt herself being pulled up abruptly by a couple of small hands.
Mama, Nugget's been listening to the story with us. I was watching her, and she really looks like she's listening.
Adeline tucked Nugget snugly under her arm and began patting her head. Nugget was so surprised by this sudden turn of events that she tried to wiggle away, feeling embarrassed that the humans had noticed her there. But Adeline knew exactly how to hold a chicken and didn't loosen her grip.
That's interesting, Mom said. I'm not sure chickens can understand literature, though.
She smiled at Adeline with amusement.
I noticed it, too,
Jacob said, stretching over the table to pat Nugget.
I've even noticed it before. She always sits under our table and looks like she's listening.
Pippa piped in.
And she's always sitting on this side of the coop closest to us whenever they're not in the yard and we're reading. What do you think, Nuggy Wuggy?
She said, looking into Nugget's eyes.
Do you like listening to our stories?
Nugget felt slightly embarrassed that the children had noticed all these things. But then again, she looked over at Mom, who had gotten up to clear some of the snack plates. As Mom took the plates inside, Nugget looked at each of the children who were still looking at her. Nugget decided to make a very bold move, a move that no chicken had made before. She wanted them to know just how much she enjoyed these moments. Nugget began to nod her head yes. Yes, she did like listening to the stories. Yes, she did want to keep listening. The three kids' smiles changed into wide, surprised mouths.
Did you see that?
Jacob whispered to his sisters.
I saw it, said Pippa. She just nodded at my question.
Adeline looked closely into Nugget's eyes.
Do you understand what we're saying?
She whispered.
Do you want to keep reading books with us?
Nugget nodded again, more vigorously this time, hoping that she'd be able to stay and read books with them. The children burst out in laughter. Mom stepped out of the house and walked back towards the picnic table. Each of the children began to speak at once, trying to tell their mom that Nugget had nodded at them, that she actually knew what they were talking about. Mom smiled at her children and listened politely, probably wondering at their wild imaginations.
Okay, everyone. I'm very glad Nugget can understand us, but why don't we get back to our book, shall we? She sat down and then looked at Adeline, who still held Nugget in her arms. Are you going to hold that chicken the whole time?
Of course! She said she wants to stay and listen, so I'm going to make sure she feels like she's part of our family.
Adeline patted Nugget's head again. Mother rolled her eyes in amusement, but began to read. Nugget couldn't believe how much better she could hear from this position. Not only was she closer to the story, catching more words, but also each of the children took turns randomly picking grass, clover, or occasionally a bug from under the table and feeding it to her. She felt like she had turned into a chicken queen, being waited upon like this. As they finished the last pages of Charlotte's Web, Mom wiped her eyes, the emotion of the story getting to her. Nugget wished she could have cried too, at this bittersweet ending.
Alas, Nugget thought. Chickens don't have tear ducts for these sorts of moments.
Mom closed the book, sighed deeply, then began to ask her human chicks questions about the story. Nugget felt that her time with the family had come to an end for the day. She quietly stood up and jumped off Adeline's lap, making her way slowly towards her hen friends on the other side of the lawn, her mind fixated on Wilbur's adventures.
Hey, wait!
Adeline ran up to Nugget and bent down, whispering,
Do you still want to sit with us next time we come out and read a book? We're going to be reading The Secret Garden next. I heard it's a good one.
Nugget felt so happy she wished she could fly. Instead, she looked into Adeline's eyes and nodded, yes. Adeline giggled.
I can't believe. You really do understand, don't you? Well, Mom may not believe us, but we'll make sure that you get invited to all our story times when we're out here.
Jacob and Pippa ran over, bending down next to Adeline.
Do you know what I think Nugget needs?
Jacob said.
I think she needs some friends to come listen to our books with her. They're always on the other side of the yard when we read.
If I were her, I'd want some friends to talk to about the stories, just like we do with each other. Pippa giggled.
It's too bad she can't speak our language. That would be amazing.
It's amazing enough that she understands us, Adeline smiled.
Okay, go find your friends, Nugget. I'm sure you want to snack on some worms with them. Next time we come out, we'll come and get you. And maybe we can grab a couple of your friends to come along. I'm sure if we tempt them with some scrap, they'd stick around to listen.
The human chicks patted Nugget on the head, then ran off toward the picnic table again to finish their discussion. Nugget watched as they skipped off. She couldn't wait to tell Gertrude and Caroline about this. Maybe, just maybe, once they heard a story, their minds would grow open and become curious as well. With this happy thought, Nugget ran towards her friends, enjoying the warm breeze through her feathers. She felt so alive with the events of the day that she broke out into a song.
Oh, I can't believe that this is really happening. I feel like these here wings of mine could actually lift me up and I could fly. My curiosities help me to learn many things like science, math, philosophy, and now I just hope that my friends can be, ooh, just as curious as me, ooh.
Sing together now.
From then on, every time Mom and her human chicks came out to read, Nugget was invited along. And not only Nugget, but Gertrude and Caroline as well. At first, Gertrude and Caroline didn't want to come. They wanted to go hunt for bugs. But they couldn't resist the little bits of bread and fruits that the human chicks fed them by the picnic table. After the first few chapters of The Secret Garden, Gertrude and Caroline's curiosity piqued.
Nugget was happy to see the glow in her friend's eyes as they wondered what would happen next in the story. They started to ask questions to Nugget after each story. Together, they discussed their theories and what interested them most. Nugget almost couldn't believe it. She finally had some curious friends. Friends who enjoyed questioning and learning. Sometimes the three of them would stay up late at night, balking in quiet tones about the latest books. When they were reading A Wrinkle in Time, they would look at the stars above and talk about space. When they were reading a jungle book, they would talk about panthers and tigers and feel thankful they were in their safe coop. At the end of these discussions, as her friends drifted off to sleep, Nugget would sigh happily. This was everything she had dreamed about for so long. Where once she had felt alone in all her curious questions, now she had friends to wonder with her, to see beauty with her. It was everything her curious little chicken mind had wanted. So, now do you see how curiosity can be a good thing, Momo? Momo? Where are you?
Huh? Sorry, what? I didn't hear what you were saying. I can see the corner of my present peeking out right there around you, and I'm just wondering, what's inside?
Seems like our story wasn't quite as distracting as I hoped for you, Momo. But I'm sure you can already guess what our virtue in this story is. It's curiosity. Curiosity is when you have a strong desire to learn or know something. Without curiosity, our world would not be the same place it is today. Throughout history, people have been curious about so many things, and this curiosity led them to many amazing inventions. Many doctors have been curious to see how they could better help sick people, and now we have medicines and machines that heal so many people. Many farmers have been curious if they could grow food more efficiently, and now we have many inventions that make food easier and faster to grow. Airplanes, phones, computers, books, art, buildings, electricity. Pretty much everything we have today is because people were curious to see if they could make something work.
So I guess maybe I can wait until tonight to open this present. I can just enjoy the curiosity and excitement of it as I wait. I know my Grandma Squirrel would appreciate that.
I think that's a great idea, Momo. All right, it's question time. Question one. What are some of the good things that you are curious about? How can you find out the answers to your curiosity? Question two. Think about some of the things that have been invented due to someone being curious about it. What are your favorite inventions? All right, Momo, it's time to... Momo? Oh, where did he go? Momo, what are you doing behind me and holding your present?
Okay, you got me. I can't stand it. I don't think little squirrels are made to handle this much curiosity. Presents are my weakness.
It's okay, Momo. I understand. Why don't I take this present home with me, and then I'll bring it back right before your dinner with your grandparents tonight. That way you won't be so tempted to open it.
That's probably a good idea.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again for another Lamplighter Kids story. I can't wait to come back and share another one with you. And maybe next time, Momo can share with everyone what he got inside this present here.
I sure will. Here are some of my guesses for what could be in the present. It could be an acorn pie, another teddy bear, maybe some clothes for my teddy, a book, an acorn, maybe some...
Listening to Lamplighter Kids Stories today. If you liked our story, please feel free to share it with your loved ones and leave a review. It really helps other listeners find these stories. If you're interested in subscribing to Letters for Momo or would like to purchase Momo's Seeds of Character books, just visit our website at lamplighterkids.com.